Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Welcome back to the Professionals Roundtable on EmpireRadioNow.com. I'm your host, Rob Wetham, and joining me live on the phone from Tucson, Arizona, is a wordsmith, a design consultant, an author, a lot under her belt. Her name is Jeannie Burroughs Johnson. Jeannie, thank you very much for joining our program today.
Oh, I'm just delighted to be with you, Robert.
Little round of applause for Jeannie as we get this thing started here. All right, Jeannie, so you are a person of varied skill. Tell us, what are you here to promote?
Well, I'm here to promote the new direction I'm taking in terms of a series of mysteries set in Honolulu. More than anything else, it's as though that particular project is pulling together all the different background that I have. And so that draws on the performing arts and being a small businesswoman for a very long time, mm-hmm. and trying to help individuals and executives and profit and nonprofit organizations express themselves in the best way they can. So after helping them look a little better and sound a little better and cleaning up a lot of their writing for a long time, I looked back over everything I'd been doing and I said, you know, those years I spent at University of Hawaii in the World Civ Department might be put together in a fun way.
Right.
And so I've launched the Natalie Sechrist series. She's a semi-retired journalist, and she has some strange, mysterious, murderous adventures in Honolulu. And that allows me to discuss the multiculturalism and the history and a lot of the fun aspects of life in the islands.
Ah, I like it. So basically, you've written, is it a novel?
It is indeed a novel. It is a mystery called Prospect for Murder, set in the foothills of Honolulu, where sadly, Natalie is forced to investigate the seriously mysterious death of her grandniece. So she moves her Camp Miss Una up from the condo in Waikiki, mm-hmm. and launches a little bit of research with her twin, who's a psychologist and a retired police officer, Keone Hewitt. And so she investigates how a young college girl could fall to her death when she was just looking at an apartment to rent.
That's very interesting. It seems like you're using this as an outlet to kind of let people get an insight as to a little bit of what life is like in Hawaii, also while being entertained through a very interesting story.
Oh, definitely, definitely. In fact, while she's up there, it gives me an opportunity, as I say, to draw on the years that I did spend studying history. And there are characters like Pearl Wong, who tells you about escaping the Japanese in 1932 from Shanghai.
Okay.
And the project is both a hard copy book as well as an audio book. And if people do drop in at a number of different places, including my websites and Audible, etc., they can hear snippets of the story. And depending on where they go, they can read parts of the book.
Very cool. Well, just for all your information out there, the website that she's speaking about is www.jeannieburrows-johnson.com. That's JeannieBurroughs-Johnson.com. You can check out, you can get all information that you need right there. From that website. So Jeannie, what else have you been up to?
Well, let's see. Again, drawing on some of my past, I did a series of oral history interviews with an Hawaiian auntie. It's a form of respect to use the term auntie. And she really was like my auntie because I knew her almost from the first day I moved to Honolulu to get warm, teach Scottish Highland dancing. Isn't that why everybody moves to Hawaii?
Right, of course.
And theater classes. Mm-hmm. And I taught her daughter Highland dancing for a while. And later on, toward the time I was going to be leaving Hawaii, this woman wanted to put together the family records, donate some books to a very special school in Hawaii, and look over the family history. And so I conducted a series of 7 interviews. So I'm in the process of bringing those old interviews alive with MP3 files and redoing the transcripts. And there's a lot of fun social history. What was Christmas like in the 1930s?
Hmm.
And this is a woman, by the way, who was dancing hula in Waikiki at the Moana Hotel for the old Hawaii Calls International Radio Program on a very special date. How does December 6th, 1941 sound to you? That is a woman who wasn't going home to Maui for a few years, and so she has lots of interesting stories to tell, including being the second cousin of the first woman registered to vote in Hawaii in 1920.
Wow.
And so there are an awful lot of little snippets here that I've been able to borrow, and I'm starting to put into the Natalie Sechrist series. In fact, book two, Murder on Mokalua Drive, may be coming out toward the end of the year.
Uh-oh. So watch, and look out for that for sure.
We're ready to go. Natalie moves to the beach, you know. Something new and different for her. But the project regarding Carolyn Farias is a very special one to my heart. And again, it pulls together different types of my background. And in the meantime, there are a few other people who occasionally show up and say, well, you know, I need a new bio. Hmm. Need a grant put together for my nonprofit. And so occasionally I do something like that. Or, like next month, I'll be a guest speaker for the National Writers Union, the local here in Tucson. And I'm going to be talking about how authors can recycle their works. And that's certainly something I've been doing, is a lot of recycling.
Hmm.
And kicking it up a notch whenever I can.
Right.
And so I have a chance to meet some really, really wonderful people. And that's why my background is as varied as it is. It's the people that make it, like for you, Robert.
For sure, absolutely. I mean, you know, Jeannie, we have about a minute left in the program, so I want to give you a chance to let people know how they can get in touch with you, if they have any questions for you, if they want to find out more about your books.
Oh, absolutely. Again, that's Jeannie Burroughs Johnson. .com in terms of that website, and in terms of helping them with their business, it's www.wordpower.com, and I have a blog as well. They can find me under my name, and that's to help not only writers but to also help people who just plain want to get down and attempt to do some writing of their own. So I'm trying to help people on a lot of different levels. I'm even putting recipes up on the book's website, and that gives people a chance to truly sample the food of the islands. And I'm open to ideas, whether it's an idea for a book or an idea for a recipe, or someone just wants to talk about their time in Hawaii, they're more than welcome to call me at 520-885-3744.
I'll tell you, Jeannie, it's been a pleasure to speak with you today. You are a very, very versatile person, and you have a lot of history behind you, and I feel like you have a lot to share. So, you know, just keep on doing what you're doing. Your works are appreciated. I'm going to go check them out myself, you know, once I get out of here. And, you know, hopefully at some point in the future we'll be able to sit down with you and talk to you again.
Oh, I look forward to that very much. Robert, have a wonderful day, and thank you for having me.
This is the Professionals Roundtable on EmpireRadioNow.com. We'll be back after a quick break. Don't move.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Jason Derulo. I love that music connects to people all over the country. But unfortunately, so does something else. Childhood hunger. 15 million kids struggle with hunger right here in America. And yet, every year, billions of pounds of surplus food in the U.S. go to waste instead of going to the children in need. Feeding America is working to change this. The Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks rescues this surplus of food to help provide meals to families in virtually every community in the United States, including yours. But they just can't do this alone. Join me in the fight against hunger in America. For more information on what you can do to get involved, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're feeding America. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.